looking for some good news this morning. It's the place to find the good news. What I say is what you can play. All right. It's Jennifer and Richie. Richie and Dougie.
Isn't that funny? That was cute.
What was funny?
You said Richie.
Richie. That's what Janet calls him. Richie. Richie, are you home? Okay, so the average price of gasoline is back up around $4 a gallon, $4.07 in Chicago the other day. Senator Bernie Sanders has introduced legislation meant to somehow or other combat the negative impact of oil speculation. I thought this was good news, don't you think? The price of gasoline has nothing to do anymore with what a barrel, even though the oil companies, which basically collude with the guys on Wall Street, they are in cahoots, because good for the oil companies if the price goes up and they don't have to really pay, actually, for the barrel of gasoline, even though somebody will tell you, oh, it's $140 for a barrel of gasoline. Nobody ever really pays that. But the speculators kick it up. It's really complicated. I've become fascinated because they're playing now on HBO and the other channels this Gordon Gekko Wall Street Money Never Sleeps movie. It's really fascinating take that and play it into real life. Understand how in many of these movies, there's more than a smidgen of truth. They are telling you a story, but in telling you a story, it's kind of like the Bible. The Bible tells you a story. There's a lesson in the story. Mm-hmm. What's the lesson here? The lesson is these guys are a bunch of thieves and crooks. That's really what the lesson is. And they've made tons of dough off your back. And I'm not a class warfare guy, but when you look at these, if you look at money that's come in for candidates so far and where it comes from, you know, the whole debate about whether, well, not a debate with people in Washington, although I try to debate this with regularity because I want people to really know who is running the election process, not you or me. It's the people who've got the dough. And so the oil companies have lots of dough. Folks on Wall Street got lots of dough, and they throw that dough at the political process so that they can continue to realize great gains on things like oil speculation. So Bernie Sanders, who's not one that's he's an independent. He's not a Republican. He's not a Democrat. Sometimes he's on the Republican side. Sometimes he's on the Democratic side. He and Joe from Connecticut. Joe.
Lieberman.
Lieberman, thank you. Joe Lieberman.
I was like, I knew who you were talking
Lieberman,
about.
Right.
And that Lieberman got
are
stuck.
Both independents. So, mm-hmm. But more often than not, they vote with the Democrats because that's where they came from in the first place. Anyway, so Sanders likens this ripoff to what has happened in a number of different areas where commodity futures. You know, the oranges, for example. How much you pay for orange juice now? I want to drill this down into what we use every day beside gasoline and understand what it costs. Can you imagine if there was an egg commodity futures trading thing? Eggs cost about 15 cents a piece now.
Why isn't there?
I don't know. I think maybe
Why
we ought to start
one.
Why
is there a commodity for orange juice?
I don't know. That's a very good question, Richie. A different way of handling it. But look at what orange juice costs now versus what it costs 2, 3, 4 years ago. It's twice now because the commodities guys have gotten into it and they've shredded any kind of real. But we all drink orange juice. I mean, oh, this tastes good. How much does a glass of orange juice cost in a restaurant? $1.
Oh, at least.
Or more.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I can remember you buy a glass of orange juice for a quarter. Anyway, last year at this time, do you know what the cost of gasoline was? Average cost. Anybody want to take a guess?
I don't remember.
Last year at this time?
Yeah.
It was more. It was
Yeah, it was like $4 maybe.
A little bit more.
Nope. No. Not last year. It's only gone up to the point where it is this year. If you go back to early last year, when we turned into 2010, the average price of gasoline was about $2.47 a gallon.
Really?
Yep.
Hmm.
And the evidence shows that the increased price of gasoline hasn't got anything to do with supply and demand. It has everything to do with the speculators on Wall Street. So the increase that you're paying at the pump is all part of the commodity trading thing. And what Bernie Sanders says is the government, the CFTC, which is the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, needs to be more involved in enforcing laws. Apparently there are laws that ban speculation or get in the way of it, and nobody pays any attention to them. So here's another example of a government agency that's been formed to supposedly protect you, and nobody does anything. How many people do you think are working in the Commodity Futures Trading Commission? What are they doing other than collecting a paycheck? It's kind of like the whole business of government. Earlier this morning, Jennifer, Rishi said this was good information. I found out as I was reading some things on the plane yesterday about what happened during the era from 1930 to 1940.
Mm-hmm.
That era responsible for the worst, horrible, most financial realities in the history of the country. Herbert Hoover did exactly what George Bush did, or vice versa. George Bush did exactly what Herbert Hoover did. Same, you can look, it's almost like a play card.
Mm-hmm.
So when FDR became president, he did exactly what Obama has done, or vice versa, in that there was an expansive government. Remember the Works Progress Administration? Heavens, my barn at the dairy farm was built by the WPA. Everything, anything that needed to be built, the government threw money at it and built it. Private enterprise, making a difference, just build it, government will pay for it. And that whole process went on for 6 or 7 years and didn't fix the problem. Unemployment, when FDR became president, was like 24%, 24, 25%. It went down to about 14%, but never was really fixed until World War II. World War II is what fixed the Depression and fixed unemployment and fixed everything else. All of that money that came, and then taxes doubled, by the way, during the 30s. Income taxes, all the other, any kind of tax there were some new taxes, and then there were the old taxes that were doubled in that era. And it still didn't get them out of the hole they were in. I'm not being, this is not about, oh, gloom and doom, because I think there are ways of getting out of this. But you just have to wonder what either they learn about history, or is it because they aren't well-schooled in history? Duh, we'll go back to what we're not getting out of our educational system now. And we don't learn our lessons because nobody's teaching the lessons. So, Richie, maybe your job as a dad, beside making Sean aware of this, that, and the other thing, is to make him available, make him aware of other than this, that, and the other thing. It's there are more than other things.
Okay. Like,
I mean, how
kids,
many fathers?
The other things.
Yeah, right. the birds, the bees,
mm-hmm.
The Dems, the Dads, the D's, and the Does, and the
Absolutely.
All right, anyway. So that's that story. I thought that had a good twinge to it. Here's the story of Enrique Salinas.
See?
Arrested.
Uh-oh.
On a New Mexico shoplifting warrant.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh.
Held in Detroit 38 days, then returned to Santa Fe. Authorities have decided they have the wrong Enrique Salinas.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Although the one that they had was born on the same day as the one they wanted, had a similar facial scar. And so the city of Detroit now has to pay this guy $150,000 for wrongly jailing him.
Oh.
Same thing happened in L.A. A fellow named Ray Nugent wrongly
Ted
jailed
Butter.
On armed robbery charges. he was the victim. He's a twin, his brother, Jay.
Oh, no. See, that's a bummer about twins. One can always go evil on you. Haven't you seen the soap opera?
Yeah, the evil twins.
What? Is there a soap opera? What soap opera has that? Is it?
Oh, every soap opera has had a set of evil twins where
really?
The one goes out on a killing spree and the other one gets blamed for it or something terrible.
That's terrible.
Got to keep up with these things, Doug.
Yep. Richie, do you think my warning about the 1% tax on bank transactions is worth a moment here or not?
Absolutely.
So here's there's a bill that was passed, this is one of those, what do they call it, they added on?
One of those late night.
Right, midnight or
sneaking
after.
Sneaking into the bill.
Sneaking into the bill. It's an add-on.
1 o'clock in the morning, wake up, here you go.
Okay, so here's the story. There has been a proposal that was tacked onto a bill that was passed last year. It was never signed, but it called for a 1% tax on all bank transactions. So quietly behind the scenes, part of the negotiating here for the fix on the budget deficit and the debt lead ceiling and all that other stuff is to the proposal anyway to add a 1% tax on every one of your bank transactions. Somebody had pointed out earlier that that's double taxation only on your pay. So if you or whatever you're, if you've already been taxed on dividends and that sort of thing, so that could be an exception. But let's say Richie decides to give Sean or me or you, Jennifer, $1,000. So mm-hmm. Richie writes a check for $1,000, gives it to
I
you,
like
you put
story.
It in the bank, mm-hmm. and $10 of that goes to the IRS.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or if I deposit my tax check
yep.
back from the government.
Right. $500.
$1,000.
See, now I'd be okay with that.
You would?
If
How can you
I wasn't
okay
paying regular taxes.
Right.
And then, of course, there's the value-added tax.
That's the flat tax.
Yeah, the flat tax, which I support.
Right. Okay, so here's now, this is the other
news for you. We get double taxation already.
All the time.
We get triple and quadruple taxation.
So here's the other side of that, Richie, which you didn't know, we haven't talked about. One of the other things that's floating around here to fix this, you see, you never hear any of this stuff because the news media does such a terrible job of covering what actually is going on. But the other thing that's being floated here is a added tax, not in place of the income tax, but added value added tax of 5% on everything that you buy. That's another way to fix the deficit is to add, let's say you buy a new car, got an excise tax already of 6%, add 5 more to it. Right? You got, you're buying, we're going to the store to buy oranges, like we were talking about a few minutes ago. 5% on top of that, value added.
Why is it that we have to do that? The ones that are already paying taxes. Let's cut everybody's salary down a little bit first. Is that okay with you?
No, that's not okay with me at all. Thanks for asking, but that's...
Come on!
I think I'll take a rest on that one. Anyway, food for thought ideas to be discussed, if you please. 800-510-8255. This is Idea Central. Coming up, Kraft ups the ante in the Wiener War.
Uh-oh.
19 after on Good Day.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
O'Reilly. When you need auto parts and accessories, trust O'Reilly Auto Parts. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professional technicians have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can too. It's all part of our service commitment to you and what sets us apart. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to Geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Ah, yes, it looks like it's 21 after the hour. More good news on cash coming up.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
But I remember the story of a fellow who was running for office as a Republican, and he was in a rural area and it wasn't known to be Republican, and he stopped by a farm to do some campaigning, and when the farmer heard he was a Republican, his jaw dropped and he said, "Wait right here till I go get Ma. She's never seen a Republican before." So he got her, and the candidate looked around for a podium from which to give his speech, and the only thing he could find was a pile of that stuff that Bess Truman took 35 years trying to get Harry to call fertilizer. So he got up on the mound, and when they came back, he gave his speech. And at the end of it, the farmer said, "That's the first time I ever heard a Republican speech." And the candidate said, "That's the first time I've ever given a Republican speech from a Democratic platform."
Yes, that's funny. That's funny, Richie. You funny man.
Funny guy. Yeah, Reagan.
All right, 25 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Today, both Republicans and Democrats move closer toward raising the debt ceiling to remedy America's financial predicament. The news full of these stories. And another news, blood alcohol levels are going to be raised to solve the problem of drunk driving.
That's a good idea.
There you go.
Yeah, okay, so you want some more good news?
Yes, please.
Absolutely.
Turns out, I know you're going to find this shocking, the federal government has found some extra cash. Seems the Fed's been sitting on some extra cash. The inflow of tax payments and other things that can be maneuvered by the Treasury Department suggest the government will and can continue to pay all of its bills after August 2nd.
Yeah.
Providing there is some, I guess, breathing room set up for Congress to figure out how to do this debt ceiling thing. But the Wall Street folks are saying, and there's some Washington think tank that has gone through all these numbers. Duh. I don't know why the government hasn't paid. Well, the government has figured out. I just don't want to tell anybody. How much other stuff do you think goes on?
It was one of the rating services, one of the services that rates the government's
Moody's
credit.
You mean like Moody's?
Yeah. They actually figured out that we have more tax
30 days
income
more than right
than we thought we had.
Yep.
And so if we need to go an extra month or so.
Yeah. Right. So all of this talk, a lot of damage has been done. And the markets excuse me, so everybody kind of understands how this works. The reality is that the markets are always about a month ahead. They know what's going on, and they anticipate all this stuff. Remember when Mark Sheinbaum used to explain that stuff to us?
Yeah.
Other people that kind of know how this all works.
Mark Sheinbaum being our former business guy.
Former business guy, former money analyst that was on the program. But he always used to say the market anticipates.
Now living on his millions in a foreign Central American country.
Yeah. Somewhere. At any rate, so what is actually reflected, what is the market about? 12.1 or something? 12,100, 12,200, something in that department. And so it's pretty good when you compare where it was a year ago or what happened after things sort of crashed in, what was it, October of 2008? Wasn't that when things really got rough?
Yeah.
When the money started, Henry Paulson engineered the deal to save his former company, Goldman Sachs, and then make sure that everybody else was taken care of on us. Thank you, by the way, Mr. and Mrs. Taxpayer.
Yeah, thank you.
For bailing out all the banks that are now using the money instead of loaning it back to you. They're using it to buy other bad assets and bad banks.
Yes, can I ask you something?
You may quickly.
You tired of getting played?
Am I?
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
What was it 2 months ago that we were getting played with the government that, oh, my God, it was the government shutdown?
Yeah,
and if they don't make a deal by this date,
everything's going to
shut down.
It's
amazing how
they're
still working.
Right. And then they last the 11 o'clock at night to make the deal.
Yeah.
Here we are again.
It's the same stuff.
Welcome back to this. You're being played, everybody.
Yeah, everybody's getting played. Where's the fiddle?
Mm-hmm.
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 Right.
Suckers.
By the way, speaking of that, taxpayers' analysis of cars driven by people in Washington, the average lease on a Cadillac DeVille is $777 a month. That's what they're driving, that kind of those Cadillacs and the town cars, $700-$800 a month for all of your pals.
A lot of cash.
28 after on Good Day.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
We're here to tell you about the Rent-A-Center clearance event.
Make that Rent-A-Center clearance mania.
Yeah, save up to 50% on select brand name merchandise throughout the store.
We're talking savings in the house, brother.
Oh, brother.
Rental purchase or lease purchase. Save up to 50% compared to non-promotional rent-to-own prices for new merchandise. Offer ends August 20th, 2011, and applies to select new and pre-leased items as marked in store. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/backup.
The Wiener War is in the focus here on Good Day in a few moments.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Hi, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg with eFoods Direct. Babs, you work a lot with shipping and things are going absolutely nuts with this new Independence Month Patriot Pack that eFoods is giving away.
The way things are going, we're shipping thousands of these great little Patriot packs out. Just an example, Sherry from Arkansas made a $1,300 order. We shipped her 5 free Patriot packs, $750 more free food.
Folks are really surprised at what we're actually giving away. Now, folks, we've had 235 years of freedom in this country, so for every $235 worth of food ordered, we give away a $149 Patriot Pack free.
To order the best food on the planet, call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
A free 12-day supply Patriot Pack with every $235 worth of food ordered. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Happily, I am surrounded by beauty. That is Jennifer Horn. And
hey, you were talking
the beast,
about Rich.
Brevity, yeah, the beast.
Beauty and
be
the beast.
Yeah, right. The tobacco industry.
Yeah.
Saying this week that it provides jobs for 57,000 Americans.
Oh, that's great.
That doesn't include the physicians, the x-ray technicians, the nurses, the firefighters, the respiratory specialists, the pharmacists, the morticians, the clergy, the florists and the grave diggers that are all involved as part of what goes on for those who use that product from the tobacco industry.
They just killed my father, so I gainfully employed a few of those people.
Yeah, there you go.
You're killing my father.
Yeah. You'll kill my father, and I will see my revenge.
Yeah.
My name is My name is Hugo Montoya. Yeah.
Yes, you killed my father. Prepare to die.
I love you, man. I love you so much. I swear to God, you're the greatest chick on the face of this planet from now on.
Here's the, we'll have, before we get to the show, well, what should we do first? The Wiener War or the story of Army Specialist Jeremy Hall?
Wiener War? Come on.
Wiener War first?
I was going to give props to the Army Specialist first.
Well, I don't want us to have the Wiener 50, War 50, holding 50. Over our head while we give props to somebody.
I don't ever want to have a Wiener War holding over my head.
800-510-8255. Oscar Mayer hot dogs.
Yeah.
Being remade to compete with Ballpark Frank's.
Oh, yeah?
The two largest hot dog makers in the country are Kraft Foods, that owns Oscar Mayer, and Sara Lee, that owns Ballpark Frank's.
Really?
Yep.
I did not know that.
It's the first time in 20 years that there have been new things added to hot dogs, making them, according to Kraft, zestier and meatier.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. You know what's in a hot dog?
My God.
No, and don't tell me.
Yeah.
Okay. The folks at Kraft say, quote, consumers are continuing to look for higher flavors, beefier, juicier hot dogs.
Beefy.
And we see this as an opportunity to grow that portion of our business. By the way, both of these, I got this as I went through Chicago yesterday. I spent a lot of time in Chicago lately. I was going to actually stay there, Richie. If I hadn't had my little box with me, I would have stayed in Chicago last night because I was invited to an event that I would like to have attended. But I couldn't figure out if the event didn't get over till 10 o'clock. the last plane to Boston was 10:20. I wouldn't have made that, and then I would have been somehow on a tin can this morning.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Hey, so, Jennifer, anyway. Here's Doug's philosophy. We bought this nice piece of equipment so that Doug
we
I purchased it for you. You paid for it.
Thank you.
So that Doug could pretty much go anywhere he wants and do the show.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
You have used it on several occasions, and it lets him connect to us, you know, pretty much over the internet, and sounds just like he's here in the studio. But Doug refuses to take it anywhere
I
with
refuse.
Him.
And just
I
don't like
I could take it places with me these days.
Listen to this. Listen to this. He thinks that this piece of device, which was built to go with you so that you could broadcast
withstand
from anywhere,
tornadoes.
Is not built to be able to withstand traveling. Mm-hmm. So he's afraid to carry it anywhere because he's afraid he's going to break it. So it sits at the house.
No, it's not sitting. Well, it's sort of sitting here now.
At least it's safe and sound there.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, the reason I'm talking about Chicago is because both Sara Lee and Kraft are headquartered in Chicago. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. So the market research that's been done on people like you results in a frank fight because the market research suggests that you do not want to eat fat, ugly, unhealthy hot dogs.
Yeah.
But you do want to eat hot dogs.
Of course.
That's
we want
exactly
to eat
right.
hot dogs. Last year, 956 million packages of hot dogs were sold in the supermarkets in the United States. 956 million packages. That's 30 million more than sold the year before.
That's a lot of pork.
And you know what's happening? And the reason that these people are getting into this, Oscar Mayer and Ballpark, because the local, this is back to the local interest in all kinds of food, the local regional brands that are usually a part of promotions at Major League Baseball franchises are overtaking the national brands, that is Oscar Mayer and Ballpark Franks. Even though Sara Lee calls theirs Ballpark Franks, there are, in most major league circumstances, a separate sort of unique kind of hot dog, or at least that's what they want to tell you, that is for the fans in that area only. I don't know whether you have that in where you are, Richie, in Virginia.
Yeah.
There's a website. You want to check this website out?
Sure.
WVHotDogs.com. Check that out. Everybody who's interested in this, WVHotDogs.com. WVHotDogs.com.
The West Virginia Hot Dog Blog.
Sponsored by a 48-year-old guy named Stanton Means, who is...
Stanton Means is,
he says, he's America's watchdog over hot dogs.
The wiener watchdog.
He finds nearly a dozen dogs every month that are new. There are new little dog places. The newest one is hot dogs made with maple syrup.
Yeah.
Hmm. I just want a good old-fashioned one with mustard and ketchup.
Nitrates.
But you don't want that. Yeah, exactly. That's what the big ones have. All right, you want to have a 2020 quiz on this?
Yes, unless it's going to freak me out. Is it gross?
No.
Okay.
No, I just want to know from you how many in billions... What do you think the total amount was Americans spent on hot dogs last year?
Ooh.
In the billions. I give you that. You got to pick a number in the billions. 800-510-8255.
And when you call in,
yes,
you have to tell us what your favorite hot dog topping is.
Of course, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mine would be mustard and sauerkraut.
Relish.
Mm. I'm a mustard ketchup, and sometimes if I'm not kissing anybody, onions. Mm.
Ooh.
No relish.
How about a chili dog?
Yeah. You know, not big into mixing my meats.
So Jack Stockwell and I were having dinner the other day in a buffet in Las Vegas.
Buffet, right?
Yeah. And I was eyeing the sausages, and he saw me eyeing the sausages. He says, I'm not going to tell anybody if you have one of those sausages.
Yeah.
You always have sausages.
There's something about
you
sausage.
You closet meat eater.
No, I don't eat beef.
You show up at the Vegetarians of America.
It's not. No,
you're
no.
You're a
I
closet sausage
never,
eater.
I never claim to be a vegetarian.
Closet
I don't
sausage
eat
eater.
Chicken. I will eat a turkey sausage, and I will eat, sometimes, but a sausage is not the same
you
for me.
You don't eat chicken. Who are you trying to kid?
I don't have chicken.
Turkey.
He'll eat turkey. Yeah. Yeah.
You don't know the difference yet, chicken.
You just said
risky between chicken
you just
and turkey.
Said I eat chicken.
I said no. I said I have a turkey and I have a turkey right. sausage. Mm. I would have that. All right, anyway, let's get this. This is not about me. It's about you and how much you eat and what you put on your hot dog and how much is spent. So before we get to Dr. Ken, we better hustle to the phones at 800-510-8255. How much money was spent to buy hot dogs in America last year? It's in the billions. How much, how many, how large is that number? 800-510-8255. We have either a swell Doug Steffen prize or a food prize. For the person that comes up with the right number. Make it fast, though. It's 18 before the hour on Good Day.
Join Macy's in Reading is Fundamental and Be Book Smart. Now through Sunday, July 31st, give $3 to provide a book for a child, and we'll give you $10 off a purchase of $50 or more. Macy's will donate your $3 to Reading is Fundamental to help reach our goal of giving 1 million books to kids. Be Book Smart. Now through Sunday, July 31st at Macy's. Exclusions apply. See a sales associate for details. Learn more at Macy's.com/RIS.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
A great way to get your kids to eat healthy food is to involve them in the cooking process. And who knows, along the way they just might grow up to be the next superstar chef. To get your mini chef busy in the kitchen, enter Barilla Piccolini's next mini chef contest. Use our online recipe tool together to create a healthy piccolini dish and enter for a chance to win a $10,000 scholarship for your child. Food Network star Ellie Krieger believes raising your kids with good healthy eating habits doesn't have to be as time consuming or challenging as you may think.
Moms and kids can have a great time in the kitchen creating their own recipes using Barilla Piccolini Rich in Fiber White. It comes in a variety of mini shapes and has the delicious taste of regular pasta with added nutritional benefits of extra fiber and whole grains. So get your children creating their own dishes this summer.
For more information on Barilla Piccolini, including recipes, healthy eating tips, and contest details, visit piccolini.com.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Man, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
I'm crying. I'm not happy because nobody's come up with the right number here. The Wiener Wars produce interesting realities. Everybody eats hot dogs. I shouldn't say everybody, but most people eating hot dogs. The kinds of hot dogs that you buy locally. You know, was it yesterday we were talking about the local butchers or last week, Friday?
It was not yesterday.
All right. I think last Friday we were talking about local butchers. And no, it was on the Saturday show about how there's a new business. The butchers are coming back the same as the locavore produce person and the milk guy and every. So we're selling more and more local meats, including hot dogs. You can watch the hot dogs being made or watch the Yeah, I guess it's kind of, yeah. So, but this is fascinating. 48% of American children under the age of 18 eat at least a hot dog a week.
Really?
A hot dog a week. Yeah, can you imagine that? A hot dog a week. John's in Owensboro, Kentucky. How much do you think we spend total on hot dogs in our country?
I think about $3.8 billion.
Well, that's optimistic. They would love that if that were the case. That's a little high. The actual number, John, is about two, just a hair over $2 billion spent last year anyway on buying the hot dogs.
A lot of hot dogs.
Yeah, but then that doesn't count on the toppings and stuff. So you may be right when you consider all the toppings and things, the rolls buns.
And the buns.
So and why in the hell are they going to fix this problem with 10 buns and 8 hot dogs in a package?
Yeah, that's so dumb. Why do they
John,
do
what's your favorite topping?
I really just eat my hot dogs plain.
Do you really?
Really?
Plain Jane. Give him some of the food or whatever he wants there, Richie.
Absolutely.
Dr. Ken is coming right up here on Good Day.
I like my insurance like I like my burrito, with everything rolled into one. It was a state of craving, amigo, so my agent showed me how it's done. He wrapped up my auto, my home, and my life. The discounts I'm getting are great. Everything good right there on one plate. Head to a better state, State Farm.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. He's got some advice and a warning for those of you who love papaya. We have the story on what to do and what not to do, where to get it, where not to get it. And I do want to probe this artificial lung thing. Dr. Ken, brought to you by the folks who are presenting you with a special offer. If you go to drkenshow.com or dougstefan.com, you'll see, actually right under Ken's picture, the Salon Pause button. Click on that and get your way to pain-free life by having this patch recommended by Dr. Ken and so many other doctors, over-the-counter patch approved for sale using the same rigorous clinical testing that the FDA requires for prescriptions. You can buy Salon Pause in leading drug and grocery retailers across the country. You can get a get a free one by going to drkenshow.com, as I said. You can engage in physical activity and wear this patch because it's made out of this new ultra-thin comfort stretch technology that supports you as you need support. I think that's a good way of putting it, Ken, don't you?
Absolutely. What a great way to get pain relief, relief from arthritis, your muscles, your joints, your bones, mild to moderate pain, FDA-approved pain patch. Avoid the pills. Avoid all the side effects that you get when you take these pills through your body.
Nothing else has been proven to beat the pain without a prescription. Use it as directed. Salon Pause. Find a free sample at drkenshow.com. Okay, so let's get to the papaya problem in Texas.
Yeah, don't eat papaya from this Texas distributor. It's called Agromod, A-G-R-O-M-O-D produce. Apparently there's salmonella in it. Over 20 states have already been affected.
Wow. And how many people? Do we have any idea?
Well, there's not an official count yet.
I earlier this morning was talking about, in the good news department, how chickenpox basically is gonzo. There's a study that basically suggests that there is a sharp drop. Why is that?
Well, because it's an effective vaccine with almost no side effect. We've gone from having 100 deaths, 10,000 ER visits a year to almost none, an 88% drop in death rate from chickenpox due to the vaccine out this week in the medical journal Pediatrics.
All right, and also a story about cranberry juice. Our mothers told us to drink it if we had a urinary tract infection, but there's a story that suggests there's a better way.
Another reason to get those good probiotics, because Archives of Internal Medicine this week, we all think about cranberry juice, all the women listen, to fight our urinary tract infections, but this study shows that antibiotics are clearly better than cranberry juice, and when you do take the antibiotics, it's just a good reason to take the probiotic.
All right, so let's talk about Natron's Healthy Trinity here. We can talk about Natron's Healthy Trinity. You want to do that for a minute? It's a brilliant probiotic, and you can get it by calling 888-9-NATRON. Want me to translate that for you?
Most
people forget. Yeah. It's 888-962-8736. Everybody ought to be taking Natron's Healthy Trinity, including your dog. 888-962-8736.
You've been lied to. lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
How freaky do you think it is for the people, those of you in Oregon who are listening on the two or three stations that we have in Oregon? Representative David Wu apparently was wooing women that he ought not to have been wooing, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's all there is to say about that. Let's move into the world of technology. Better living as your technology realities get explained here. People say, nobody explained it to me like that. Well, we're going to
explain it.
We also have a couple of things to warn you about in terms of technology. First, though, guess which internet sales monster recently had their hand slapped by the Apple App Store? You know the story behind the story?
Which
internet sales monster has had their hand slapped by Apple? Alex Goldfein reveals the bad boy next here on Good Day.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
Interesting piece in the Wired magazine website about Research in Motion and Nokia this week. RIM announced on Monday that it's cutting 2,000 jobs, which is about 11% of its total staff. And back in February, Nokia, which is the largest phone maker in the world still, announced it's moving away from its longtime operating system, Symbian, which never did catch on with consumers. Now, the Wired piece is headlined, quote, "First Nokia, now RIM, the mighty are falling." Close quote. The thing is, they're headed in opposite directions, these two companies. Right now, Research in Motion is badly hurt. It diverted focus from its popular BlackBerries for 6 months to ship its first tablet device, the Playbook, which was incredibly poorly received by critics and consumers. RIM is figuring out what its next play should be right now. Nokia, on the other hand, recently partnered with Microsoft and will begin releasing Windows-based smartphones soon. Nokia knows its next play, and it's executing it right now. I'm Alex Goldfing.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? 4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. At that price, you don't have to shop around. In fact, you can get your kids a few extra flash drives, which means you won't have to hear,
"Mom, I left it in a computer. I'm just not sure which computer."
Or,
"My flash drive? I lost that, like, the first week of class."
Or our favorite,
"I gave it to my girlfriend. I made her a sweet playlist."
4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. Now at Staples. That was easy. Valid while supplies last.
The interesting reality on Netflix, for those of you who have been following this, remember they announced, what was it, a week or two ago, they were going to increase the hike from $10 to $16, and then I said on the air, well, they're probably just, that was a posturing thing for them so they can up it to $12-14. They look like heroes if they cut it back. Well, interesting, their second quarter earnings were very good, but the folks on Wall Street issuing a negative growth forecast for them because of the price hike and reaction to it. Netflix shares fallen 10% since the announcement was made that they went up from $10 a month to $16 a month.
Yeah, that's a problem.
But they charge you. They get you all in. They put everybody else out of business. It's the same old story, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's do a little. This is from the Danger Department. The plastic hotel key. I learned this yesterday.
Yeah, the key card?
Yeah. The key card.
Yeah, the one
you check out of a hotel that uses these credit card-like room keys, you're, I now turn them into the desk because I want to make sure that I know where they've gone.
Mm-hmm.
Because the...
They tell a story.
Right. Yeah. Well, the kind of information that's embedded in the key... If you took any kind of this, any doesn't make any difference whether it's a double tree or whether it's the Sheraton or whatever it is, your name, your address, the hotel room number,
really?
Your check-in date, time and place,
credit card
number, yeah. And its expiration date are all on that little plastic hotel key. You don't leave it around in the hotel. A lot of personal information. Any employee can access it by scanning the card in a hotel scanner, and they're all over on every floor of the hotel. They have them for access to the rooms.
I didn't know that.
They do not erase the information on the cards until the card is reassigned to the next hotel guest. So they sit down on the front desk. You just don't leave them around. Don't leave them around.
Take them and start throwing
them
away.
Take them home with you or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, take them home with you. Cut them up.
Destroy them, but don't leave them around. All right? Little word to the wise. Hopefully that's sufficient. 59 after on Good Day.